Well, good evening. Turn with me in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. When I've gotten the chance to be here, I've been doing a series through the book of Mark, and we'll be continuing that. Before we get into our text, I do want to remind us where we've just come from. I think it's very important to remember our context as we look at these next few small parables that Jesus has, or illustrations. Remember that the parable that Jesus has just talking about is often called the sower and the seed, or the sower and the soil, or there's different names for it, but we talked about how the different seed was planted on different soils, and depending on the soil that they were in, some of them grew and some of them did not, and some of them grew a little bit, but they were wiped out because of the sun and such. And Jesus ultimately gives us the answer to this parable. He explains to us that the seed is the word. So the sower is sowing the word. And in each of the different scenarios, you see how the seed is planted in the hearts of different people, and how the listener responds is represented by this illustration of the farmer sowing their seed. And so I think it's important just for us to remember this, because we're going to have another farming parable in just a minute, and it's helpful to be able to go back to what we talked about last week, and remember that in that context, the seed is the word. But that leads us now to verse 21. Just so you know, I was going to try to finish the whole chapter today. And the more I studied, the more I just said, I can't do it. So I have a lot to say, but I think each of these little short stories, little illustrations, small parables, that they are all important to kind of focus on. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So let's start in verse 21 of Mark chapter 4. It says, "And he was saying to them, 'A lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.' And he was saying to them, 'Take care that what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him.' And he was saying, 'The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. And he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How? He himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, and then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the suckle, because the harvest has come. And he said, 'How shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and forms large branches, so that birds of the air can rest under its shade.' With many parables, he was speaking the word to them, so far as they were able to hear, and he did not speak to them without a parable. But he was explaining everything privately to his own disciples." Let's pray. Father, as we come to these three different illustrations, these three different parables, Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand them, give us wisdom. Lord, I pray that our hearts would be impacted by your word tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I had this really awesome opportunity to be in Israel back in, I think it was 2010. And, Pap, you've been to Israel too, I know. And there were many cool things about being there. If you ever get the chance to go, I strongly encourage it. One of the things that really stuck out to me is when we were driving at night. One of the things we would do is we'd drive at night. They didn't have a lot of street lamps in certain places. And so everything was like dark. It just was dark, dark, dark. And we would see these lights, which were obviously on hillsides, right? And it's just, I can't explain it exactly. It was one of the most unique things I had seen. It brought to mind that scripture from Matthew chapter 5 that talks about being a city on a hill, right? And then talking about being the light of the world, how Matthew talks about that. And it just brought to mind how amazing, you know, being in just utter darkness, but then seeing these lights up there. And there were multiple ones. So there'd be lights a little closer here, lights further out there, a little higher, you know, different things like that. It was just fascinating to me as I considered light. Now, I know they had electricity now, and back then they didn't necessarily have electricity, but you still would have seen the lights from the city. It was fascinating to me to be in that experience and to kind of see that, to have that scripture come alive in a sense as I'm looking at these rolling hills in Israel. I can't necessarily see because it's dark, but I see the lights. You know, light is a very important illustration that Jesus wants to bring in our context. He says in verse 21, a lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? You know, that would be very, very, very unhelpful to go and light a lamp of some sort and take a basket and just put it right over the lamp. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see the light. And for the reason that you would bring it out, a lamp, is usually so that you can see. If you obscure the light, then the light is not helpful for you. Why did you even get the lamp out in the first place? Or if you put it under the bed, the same thing. So Jesus' illustration is regarding light. And let's remember that light is a very important thing in regards to God. Even from the very beginning, God creates light and darkness. We see that God is a God of light. John chapter 1 talks about how Jesus is the light of the world. Guzik says this. He says, by its very nature, light is meant to be revealed. Truth is the same way, and God promises that it will be revealed. See, Jesus is using these parables to expose truth. He's using it to shed light. Now, the problem is, as it tells us in John chapter 1, that men love darkness. Men love darkness. And so even though Jesus came as the light of the world and exposed truth, people didn't always like it. People didn't always accept it and receive it. But this first example that we see is of this example of a lamp. And where were you going to put it? You're going to put it on the lampstand. That's where you're going to put it, where it can shine the best. If I found a picture on the internet of this bed, and on the one side is a lamp and it's lit, and then on the other side it's just dark. You wouldn't want to be on the other side of the bed. You want to be on the side that has the light so you could do your reading or whatever it is that you wanted to do there. That's the kind of example that we have here. And Jesus says, obviously, you would want the light to shine. Guzik says, Christians should be careful to put themselves under good teachers, teaching the whole counsel of God's word. Guzik says this because in verse 24, I think you have the main thrust of what we're experiencing here. Jesus says in verse 23, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And then in verse 24, he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. See, remember, this is in the context of truth. This is in the context of exposure. Jesus is teaching these parables. He's telling his audience to be good listeners, as was just explained in the previous parable. And now Jesus is saying, be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you listen to. And I think that many times in our society today, we can like to have our ears tickled as opposed to really accepting truth. I think in our world today, we see a lot of people getting up in arms about different issues, different things. It's easier to get mad at someone that doesn't come to the same agreement as you. We see it all the time on social media, again and again. You know, people just want to argue, and if you don't agree with them, then man, that's not good. But the fact of the matter is, we just want our ears tickled, and if it doesn't work, then man, we lash out. But that, here's the thing, when we look at the Word of God, there's going to be things that we don't like to hear. There's going to be things that we don't like to hear about ourselves. about our pride, about our sin. But the fact of the matter is, we need to listen to God's word, don't we? We need to listen to what He has to say. You see, our world has issues with hearing the truth. It's one of the reasons they're opposed to Jesus. Sometimes it's more like we want our own version of the truth as opposed to what truly is from the truth. Listen, take care what you listen to.